prestigious than this.
I'm quite nervous. I gotta be frank with you. I have a history of cocking up prestigious gigs. The most I've ever bombed on stage was when I was booked to do Prince Charles's Christmas party. It was exactly as weird as it sounds. The first thing that was weird about this gig is that I walked out, Charles and Camilla were sat in the front row in high-backed chairs. I was thinking, you are aware this is real life, not Game of Thrones. Also, don't sit in the front row. The front row as a comedian is the get-out-of-jail-free card. If the jokes aren't working, you talk to the front row. You ask them what they do for a living. I can't ask Prince Charles what he does for a living. He is the most famous unemployed man on the planet. What do you do for a living? Just sort of sit around, wait for my parent to die? Me too. So I can't do the what's your job crowd work because my front row is a couple on benefits. I'm glad you laughed at that joke. I'm not going to lie. On the night, that one did not go down well. Megan was the only one laughing, which, if anything, made it worse. The other weird thing about this gig is that they didn't give me a microphone, which is literally the only thing that I need as a comedian. Because this is the only thing that gives me status over you. Without this, I am just the crazy guy shouting on the high street. Like, with this, hi, I'm here to talk to you about politics. Without it,
I'm here to talk to you about Jesus.
So no microphone, right there in the front row. 45 minutes I had to do. 45 minutes of dancing around in front of the royal family like I was the court fucking jester. My final indignity occurred, though, after the gig. Now, as a comedian, you know when you have had a bad show. You do not need to be told it. You especially do not need to be bantered by the future King of England. I was introduced to Prince Charles. Do you know what the first thing was that he said to me? I think next year we'll try a magician. Cheeky fucker! It's fine. It's fine, it's fine. I hooked him up with my friends at Magic Mike. Camilla bloody loved him.
Watch Jack Whitehall. I'm Only Joking. Only on Netflix.